want to wish you all of you a happy Thanksgiving. It is great to have you here to share with the worship this morning. In case you don't know how Thanksgiving came to be, I want you to know it's almost 300 years old. Some of you that did a little study in history, you know that they originated probably with the pilgrims who came over to Massachusetts and Plymouth from Europe. And the first year was brutal. It was awful. They didn't know how to get food. They didn't know how to handle the winter of Massachusetts. But the second year, with the help of Indians and others, they began to grow food and it became bounteous. And in 1621, Governor Bradford declared a time to give thanks to God. And I want you to know that it wasn't just a feast. It was a feast in a church setting. It was a gigantic buffet, you know, like we do here. And it lasted a whole week. In fact, they invited everybody, including all the Indian friends. In fact, there's a chief named Massasoit. He brought 90 braves, you know, one of these warriors, to come and celebrate with them. And because it lasted a whole week, well, a lot of these Indians, they had to stay somewhere, and they only had 11 buildings in that place, and so they stayed outside. And it was a very warm fall autumn time. Now, this is important, just in case you want to know. That's how we got the phrase Indian summer from. It's summer. See, you learn something every time you come to CBC.
You
know, next thing somebody says, oh, it's Indian summer. You say, what are you talking about, Indian summer? Now you know. You know, this week, many of you are going to be sitting around tables. Maybe in dim sum places, where it is. And maybe turkey, maybe just a fish, you know. But you're going to do something, you're going to experience something. It is called happiness practice. It is actually a psychological phrase. And you're going to sit there and what do you have to give thanks for? And your standard answer, because nobody wants to answer that, everybody feels like they're being forced to say something nice. The standard answer is going to be, oh, I'm so thankful for my family and my health. And then, of course, you get to the kids and they'll say something, I'm so thankful I'm not my brother. Or somebody else will say, I'm so thankful I have a goldfish. It is called happiness practice. It is actually not a good thing to be pressurized to say why you're thankful when you're not thankful. And so psychologists are saying that's not a good thing to do. Maybe you better do something else. But nevertheless, they do say that what is called grateful motion, something that you do, actually will eventually help you to be grateful. But probably not sitting around a table and say, what are you thankful for? Try this. You know, while you're sitting around with your family and friends, do something called mental subtraction of relationships.
When you sit at this table, you and your family, you have to...
Now, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
I don't know how to translate that, I'm sorry.
減咗啲人. Okay, you mentally subtract the relationship is what you do.
你喺呢個嘅腦裏面去減少爸爸媽媽，減少一個人或者係一啲家人。
So you take a person, you know, you say, oh man, this is my favorite brother. What if I didn't have him?
如果你講到你好鍾意嘅一個屋企人或者你嘅父母，如果佢冇咗呢個人嘅存在嘅話，
you know, you think about all the nice things he's done in your life, how he's just been a role model for you.
又或者佢喺你生命上面做一啲好美好嘅事情，又或者喺你個身上面做一個好嘅人生嘅榜樣。
And then you subtract all that happened, he says, oh, I am so thankful for you, brother.
但係當我哋去減少呢啲嘅時候，就話啊，我真係好感激呢個嘅兄弟。
Of course, you already know what the other end can be, right?
咁或者可能大家講到另外一方面，大家都好清楚。
You subtract him, say, I mean, I'm so much happy. He's not. Oh, you're still here.
又或者話啊，原來我係開心啲。如果佢唔喺度啊，其實佢仲。
So, but anyway, nevertheless, the psychologists say mental subtraction of relationship can help you develop a real good gratitude attitude.
心理學家話，如果你咁樣練習嘅話，你就會學習點樣去懂得去感恩。
Now, another thing you can do is instead of just sitting around the table telling what you're thankful for, you can have something called a gratitude letter.
又或者係如果你唔做之前所做嘅事情，寫信。
Right. You write a letter of gratitude.
你去寫一封係感恩嘅。
So you can do something like this, you know, because you can put it into words a lot better than just saying it.
又或者你係如果你寫低係比講係可能更加好。
So it can go like this, dear Barbara. Dear Barbara.
我親愛嘅太太 Barbara.
I am so grateful for you.
我好感激你。
You know, the other day when you got into a wreck and destroyed our nicest car.
當你之前嗰幾日去撞咗車，毀壞咗我哋嘅靚車嘅時候
，All that I could think about was, oh, you were not hurt. It's so good. Who cares about that expensive Accord I just lost?
心裡面就話，其實我心裡面好感恩，因為你係喺呢個車禍裡面冇任何嘅傷害。
And I am so thankful that you didn't crash my Camaro Bumblebee instead.
又或者你冇去撞我另外一架嘅車。
You see, you write all these things, and next thing you know, you feel so grateful.
當你去寫低呢啲嘅事情嘅時候，你就心裡面非常感恩。
This is something that the psychologist suggests that we do instead.
呢個都係心理學家去鼓勵我哋。
One other thing that's pretty good is something called savoring walks.
又或者另一樣事情就係你點樣去步行呢個嘅地方。
You know, before you sit down and tell one another how wonderful they are and how glad you have them, go take a walk.
我哋或者係同人講你點樣向嗰個人感恩嘅時候，大家可以去步行一個地方。
And you know what? As you walk by places that you've been to before, it will elicit such good feelings, you know.
當你去行過一啲你曾經有美好回憶嘅地方嘅時候，大家都會感覺非常之好。
Of course, make sure you don't go by the place where you got mugged, you know, stuff like that. Just places that are really good.
當然你唔係去一個地方你曾經俾人打劫嘅，咁更加唔好啦。
And so these are the ways that psychologists today are saying that we can have good gratitudes.
呢啲就係心理學家去提醒我哋，用呢啲以下嘅方法點樣令到我哋心裏面心存感恩。
Is that what it's about?
究竟感恩節係咪咁樣？
Is Thanksgiving about that?
究竟係咪感恩就係感恩節？
Trying to bring out the best good feelings of thankfulness that we have.
究竟係咪要去好用心嘅去將我哋感恩嘅喜樂嘅心情去帶出嚟咧？
Or is it a little bit more than that?
究竟係咪有更加深入嘅層次？
You know, I think a lot of times Christians, we sit around, when we do, we try to say the nicest things.
我哋好多時候作為基督徒嘅，我哋會坐低去講一啲美好嘅事情。
And say, for instance, you know, somebody says, "Well, I'm so thankful for my family and health."
我好感謝我嘅屋企同埋我嘅健康。
Somebody else is like, "Well, I just lost my family. I really have really bad health."
咁我啱失去咗我家庭，我亦都冇好嘅健康。
What if somebody else says, "You know, I'm so thankful that God provided my needs."
即係你又話神係供應咗我嘅需要。
Meanwhile, you're struggling to try to get a job.
又或者你係有困難去揾一份工作嘅。
I'm so thankful for good friends.
我好感謝我一啲好嘅朋友。
And then somebody else is thinking, you know what? I just had my friends who stabbed me in the back the other week, and it's horrible.
又或者係啱啱有個人就話啱有個朋友係背叛咗我嘅。
So as Christians, what do we do? Are we just kind of operating on human instincts?
我哋究竟係咪用人嘅一個嘅人性去作為基督徒去做呢啲事情咧？
Is that what they were doing 300 years ago in Plymouth?
咁究竟係咪喺300年前喺 Plymouth 呢個地方同做同一個事情？
I would tell you that I don't believe so at all.
我係完全係唔相信呢一點。
There was something even bigger, a principle and situation far greater than just giving thanks for something that God has provided for us.
我哋更加係相信背後神係有更加嘅原因去令到我哋去獻上感恩嘅。
Which brings me back to this passage. Some of you are probably thinking, Pastor Dan, we're not Easter time. You got the wrong season there.
你就說了,牧師,這個不是復活節,
I want to tell you something. This passage puts it in a succinct way, pretty much something that involves all of our lives. Because it involves something that is really important. It involves something that will bless you in your Thanksgiving time, in a time of sorrow. It will bless you because it deals with the issue of faith. I entitled the message, My Part in Thanksgiving. Because I think that a large part of life, we kind of live as if, well, we don't do anything. God does it for us. And so when we thank God during Thanksgiving time, we're thanking God for what He has done for our lives. And that is really important, but there is more. Let me take you to the story and give you a little background. Martha, Mary, and Lazarus are three people that were very close to Jesus.
Now,
you know that because you read the stories about Martha and Mary, Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus and Martha cooking up a storm. You know that story. So they were familiar with each other, they knew each other, and right at this time, something happened. Lazarus got really sick. And to a place of near death. And so they did the only thing they could. They sent out a messenger. There was no text, there's no telephone. Or they sent out someone to find Jesus to come and help. Now they knew Jesus can heal. They've seen Jesus heal. So if Jesus would just be there, their brother Lazarus would be healed. Interesting thing about the story is, I won't get too much into it, Jesus hears the call. You would think he will rush there, right? No, he doesn't. He stays two more days exactly where he was. And then he goes there, and by the time he got there, it's 4 days after Lazarus had already died. Now, this is important. See, because in our lives, a lot of things happen. It may not be life and death like that, but it could be all kinds of things, but the principle here is the same. The Lord was teaching the people there all kinds of stuff, but one thing He was trying to teach them is the issue of faith. Do you believe in me? Do you believe I am who I am? Jesus wanted them to know. And so He purposely delays His coming to a place where Lazarus is already dead. Now we know what He's going to do. We read the scripture. We know He's going to raise Lazarus from the dead. And by the way, that hasn't happened before. They don't know that Jesus can do that. But look what He does first. He says, roll the stone away. Think with me for a second. Here is the living God who is just about to do the most impossible thing in the history of the world and the universe. He is going to raise someone who has died to life again. You don't think He can roll that stone away? You don't think He can just go, it's gone? It's good, He's good. Right? Why in the world does Jesus need help? If you can do all that, why do you care about this? You know, those of us who do things for other people, you know, forget about it. I want to do it all. I'm not going to let you get the credit for that. I'm going to do that one, right? He did that because he wanted them to have faith. In life, in situation, in thanksgiving, in circumstances, there is your part. You have a part. Your part is the faith part. Do you believe that God can? You know, as Christians, we say, yeah, I have faith, I believe, blah, 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 blah. We tell, faith is not just something mental. It is an action. It is something that you do. Don't think for a moment you have faith if all you do is think about it and you never take actions. So Martha, being a very rational woman and very capable woman, said, Lord, he's already been in there 4 days. You say, what does that mean? You need to know something about the Jewish traditions. When someone dies in a Jewish culture, you bury that person that day, the latest the next day. Now, the reason is because Jewish people believe that you need to do that for the body. You are not allowed to embalm the body. And unless it's by law and something has to happen, you're not allowed to do an autopsy on the body. Now, there were other cultures like the Egyptians who would embalm the body, it lasts for thousands of years. Even in our culture, in America, in Houston, there is an embalming situation in funeral homes. That's why you can have funeral services that are 5 days later, a week later, whenever. They do nothing with the body but wrap it up and maybe put perfume and spices on it. But the body begins to decay the moment the person dies. And let me tell you, if you've ever experienced anything like that, you know the body really smells so bad. You know, I'm reminded of a story that happened in my life. I told it before, so bear with me if you heard this. When I was 24 years old, I received a phone call in the church that we started, and it was from an old lady. And they said, Pastor Dan, have you seen Ethel? This is 1982. Most of you weren't born yet, but we didn't have anything that's called internet or telephone, cell phone, all right? We had a landline that you dial. So I said, no, well, we haven't heard from her for 3 days in this hot July month. Can you check on her, please?
I'm
like, okay, I guess that's a job description of a pastor. Okay. I called her, she's not answering, so I called the landlord of her apartment and said, can you come and open her door? I'm looking for Ethel. We go to the apartment, it was so hot, you know, she had no AC or anything. The door, we unlocked the door, we knocked, no one answered, we unlocked the door. And the landlord said, I'm not going in. Come on, I'm only 24 years old. I opened the door and I was knocked out just about. The smell was so horrible. So I keep going and I see her legs.
牧師行入去嘅時候，佢就見到 Ethel 姊妹隻腳。
What am I to think? She died.
咁牧師就諗，佢已經死咗啦。
So I better call the police.
咁牧師就打去警察。
We have no cell phone, remember?
嗰時候係冇手提電話。
But she had a phone.
但係佢係有個電話嘅喎。
It's right over her body.
喺佢嘅屍體隔離。
So I'm like, okay, I'm walking, walking, and I see her. She's just, you know, as dead as can be.
咁牧師就行近喺佢嘅身體隔離，知道佢已經死亡。
I pick up the phone. It was on the wall with rotary phone.
嗰陣時候係佢嘅電話喺個牆上。
And I put it and I started dialing 911.
開始撥九一一。
And I'm looking down because I'm scared stiff. And suddenly her big toe moved.
牧師可能係好驚，但係佢突然之間見到佢隻腳趾公喺度。
I declare I can dunk a basketball because I jump so high you can't imagine.
牧師嗰陣時候係嚇到跳起上嚟。
Well, it happens that she had a stroke and she didn't die, but you know, the smell and all kinds of stuff. That's the closest I ever felt and smelled that smell. And by the way, brought her to the hospital and she passed away two weeks later.
原來佢唔係死亡，佢只不過係中風，咁所以咧就同佢送咗去醫院。兩個星期後佢就真係過世。
But I want you to know that 3 months earlier I led her to Jesus Christ.
喺三個月前，大家相信我係帶領佢去相信耶穌。
So her funeral was a happy thing.
所以佢嘅葬禮係一個好喜樂嘅事情。
So that's the kind of smell, and much worse, that was anticipated when Jesus said, roll away the stone.
So we expect that kind of smell,
but Martha did it.
Martha
got people there to roll away the stone, even though everything said that's the dumbest thing in the world to do.
And
they rolled away that stone.
I
want to tell you what faith is about. Faith is about believing in God. But believing in God to do your part. I wonder how many miracles never happen, how many exciting things were never given thanks for, because we won't do our part. You know, when I think about Thanksgiving, I do go through all kinds of situations that happened in my life. Actually, a long, long time ago, when I was just a little, maybe 4 or 5 year old, there was a bunch of people, actually 6 or 7 year old, there's a bunch of people in America that I have never met. They pony up enough money to buy 9 people a plane ticket to fly from Hong Kong to New York. I'm going to say that's many thousands of dollars. See, my family was a refugee family. And we were poor as dirt. But my father met the Lord and my mother, and somehow there was some connection. A Christian organization in America decided they're going to sponsor us and fly us to America. Let me tell you something. If there is a miracle on earth for immigrants, that's a huge miracle. But there was something my father had to do. He had to step out in faith and take that. And I'll tell you what happens in immigration. Some of you know, some of you don't. You know, it's not just running across the border these days, you know. Back in those days, every country has a certain number, and still today they have of immigrants allowed every year. And no matter how you do it, every country, the rich people seem to get those numbers. And a lot of Chinese people have come on the basis that the rich people will get these numbers, and then they don't need to come because they're fine. They'll sell it to somebody else. So in the process of being sponsored, my father was given this number. But the problem was he had to go there kind of masquerading as Mr. Chan. So, you know, it could have been Pastor, not Pastor Dan Ho, it could have been Pastor Dan Chan. It's okay, you know, but I'd rather have Ho. but that's just me. He went there to the consulate.
他去到这个, 领事馆里面,
and instead of trusting in the ways of the world,
是与其去相信世间的方法,
he told the consulate guy, American consulate, this is what I have, this is Chan, but my real name is Ho. You don't have to give me the immigration visa, but I want to tell you the truth. This is what it is.
但我不是姓陳,我是姓豪。
If you know anything about this kind of stuff, oh no, that's banned. I said, you're done. You go back to the line, it takes you another 30 years, right?
可能那个时候他就会去不让他移民来美国,可能要再等多好多年才可以离开。
But my father had to take a chance. He had to step out in faith to trust that God can do what he can do by him doing what he needed to do.
但牧师的爸爸是决定走出信心那一步,他决定去走这一步,信心的一步。
Well, the rest of the story is there. We got our immigration, he got our visas, 9 people were flown to New York City. We didn't have a nickel in our pocket, but God did what he did.
最后的故事就是我们一家九个人可以移民来美国,虽然我们一分一毫都没有拥有到。
So in the midst of Thanksgiving, guys, I want you to understand something. There's something you have to do.
想各位大家知道,在今天感恩节的时候,大家是需要做一些事情的。
Don't think that, you know, just thank God for all the blessings, because all kinds of people have blessings. Is it from God or is it just blessings?
我们在这个时候讲,究竟我们是不是只是讲神,我们做了很多的事呢?
What is it that you need to do?
究竟你在这个生命上需要做什么事情呢?
What stone is Jesus telling you to roll away?
我们究竟,我们问我们心里面,究竟耶稣要我们去挪开我们心里面什么的石头呢?
Because when you do that,
当你去做的时候,
he will do what only he can do.
神就会做一些他自己才会做到的事情。
You see, after the stone was rolled away,
当这个石头被挪开的时候,
only the Lord of the universe can say this.
我们是宇宙的神这样说,
Lazarus, come forth.
拉撒路出来。
See, I don't care what you and I try, we can't do that.
无论我们怎样做都好, 我们都不可以做到。
We can't raise the dead.
我们不能够让死人复活。
We can do what we can do, but he will do what only he can do.
我们要做到我们自己的本分,
and so here is my father, you know, he did what he is supposed to do, and then the visas came.
牧师的爸爸去做到他自己本身的本分, 所以我们就拿到这个护照可以过来了。
How many things God is going to do when you take the step to do what you need to do? How many impossible things are there?
有没有,有一些没可能的事情呢?
I want to emphasize this to you.
我想各位去注意这一点。
Don't assume everything that happens to your life is a supernatural occurrence that God has done.
我们不要各位去以为你生命上所发生的事情就好像神超自然的在你去做。
You know, don't just assume that the regular blessings that come to everybody is what God is doing. God has something more for you. Sometimes it can just take the form of a provision of a job. Sometimes it's like a provision. Sometimes it seems normal, like normal life. But you will know that it's not. Not every time is raising of the dead. Sometimes somebody's healed. Sometimes you just provided something. Again, as I am thanking the Lord for my life, I remember a bunch of things. I want to share one more story with you. Some of you heard this one too.
牧师是想在这里再去分享多一件神在他生命当中所以他要感恩的事情。
Yeah. When Barbara and I were first married,
当牧师先母是初初结婚的时候,
and she was pregnant with our firstborn,
是牧师那时候是怀有牧师第一个的小朋友,
and we were living in the northeast, really, really cold winter.
是那时候是在东北,这个美国东北部的生活,
I think the temperature approached zero a few of the days.
是这个温度是,
and because we were very poor, we're going seminary students, she her coat, you know, pretty soon couldn't close anymore. She said, I really need another coat. But we don't have any money. We're hand to mouth, pretty much, pay the tuition, you know, praise God for keeping us alive. And so one day we did the unthinkable.
我哋有一日係做一啲冇可能嘅事情。
We went to a mall.
我哋去到一個嘅
Yeah, you go to a mall with no money. What good is that, right?
當我哋去到呢個嘅去公司去買嘢嘅時候，但係冇錢。
So back in those days, Sears Roebuck was a big company. I don't know if it's anymore.
Sears 呢個嘅百貨公司咧係好大嘅。
And they didn't have these gigantic malls, just small malls. And here's Sears. So we went into the Sears.
咁嗰陣時候咧，牧師師母就去到Sears呢個嘅百貨公司。
And we're just looking around. Of course, she went to the coats and start trying them out.
咁喺嗰陣時候咧，就開始去試一啲嘅褸。
And she found the one that fit perfectly.
她找到一件褸係非常之合身嘅。And
I still remember it was $69. Oh my goodness.
我哋嗰陣時候睇咧係69蚊。
It could have been $69 million. What does it matter? I can't buy it.
又或者係六百九百萬咁樣，但係都即係冇乜緊要啦。
And so as a dirt poor husband, I said, "Sorry, baby, let's go back to our car."
咁牧師就話對唔住啦，真係冇錢啦，咁我哋唯有翻返去自己嘅車度啦。
So we got to the car and we just drove home, which is 7 miles away.
咁牧師就開車揸翻屋企，大概有7里路嘅路程。
And when we got to the seminary, we went to our mailbox kiosk and we went to get our mail.
咁牧師就翻返去神學院佢哋嗰個嘅郵箱入面。
And so we opened it up and guess what's inside?
我哋開咗呢個郵箱，睇到啲咩咧？
Okay, it's a little envelope.
一個嘅信封
，open it up，
打開呢個信封
$75，
75蚊
，not dollars， 唔係蚊 ，it was $75 gift certificate to Sears，
係75蚊嘅禮券。
You see, if it's $75, you know what I would do. We have to buy food, pay tuition, all that, right? Cult's not happening. But my heavenly father in heaven knew she needed a cult. No one else did, just he did. And he knew we went to Sears. No one else did, because I'm a fast driver, right? 7 miles, he's not catching up to me. Nobody's following me, stalking me. So he gave us a $75 gift certificate to Sears, because $69 plus tax, that'll take care of it.
但我哋天上嘅父親知道師母係需要呢一件褸，所以呢一個$75嘅禮券就係去翻呢個嘅公司去買，加埋税啱啱就係$75。
From that moment on, I have never fear not being able to pay the bills or eat or have place to live, because God told me that He is real.
喺嗰一刻開始，我從來冇去害怕過，我冇錢去交我嘅學費。 日常生活上面所有嘅開支，因為我知道神會供應我哋嘅需要。
He did only what he could do. It's not the coat. It's how he did it, what he did. And he said to me, it's as good as if he's looking at me in my face, say, Dan, I am going to take care of you as I said in my word.
神好似話，你唔需要去理會所有嘅事情，你只要去對我有信心 ，Dan， 我係會供應你所有嘅一切。
You see, when we take our steps to trust him. When we go and roll away the stone, you know that dead thing inside for 4 days is going to come out, it's going to be alive, it's going to be living, and your life will be changed because God is going to touch it. And so when you're sitting down thanking God, it isn't just that God has happened to provide for you more than he provided for others.
當我哋去坐低去感恩嘅時候，唔單止係神去供應我哋，或者係其他人嘅上面嘅需要。It
is God is real and He's really in your life and He's going to work in your life and you never have to worry about things.
而係神喺我哋身上面嘅幫助，係令到我哋嘅生命上面係得著佢嘅需要。That's
the kind of Thanksgiving we want, right?
呢個就係我哋想要得到嘅感恩節裏面。It's
not just sitting there practicing, "Oh, I'm thankful for this." No. It's real. God has done it in my life. I want to thank Him for that.
唔係淨係我哋坐低喺台上面講，我哋去感恩啲乜嘢，而係去真正去感恩神，我哋喺身上面嘅工作。Can
you imagine that scene? People seeing Lazarus coming out.
大家可以去想象下，當拉撒路去行出嚟嘅時候。
How many words of thanksgiving were there?
究竟喺心裏面去講咗幾多感恩説話？
And you know, there are consequences to that.
我哋係有呢個嘅後果嘅。When
you and I do our part and we roll the stone away.
當我哋去做我哋嘅本分，去將我哋嘅石頭挪開嘅時候，and
God does His part, which is miraculous and supernatural.
當神去做一啲嘅神蹟，去佢嘅佢只可以佢做嘅事情嘅時候
，lives are touched and changed and impacted. I want to tell you, if you live out this kind of life in your family, your children are going to see you and your wife or your husband and say, man, I want to have what my parents have. You know, when you live like this at work, you don't have to be a crazy evangelist there. You just live out your life. Your coworkers can, I want what he has. When you go through these seasons and you're really thankful and you talk about God, what God has done, how great your life is, others are going to look at you and say, I want that. And the consequences are unbelievable. They're real. You know, back there in 2,000 years ago, people gave their lives to Jesus Christ right there. Many believed. You say, oh, of course they believed because they saw somebody rise from the dead. Really? There are lots and lots of people that saw Jesus rise from the dead and they didn't believe. But they saw faith in action. And they were thanking God all day long. I want to tell you, you and I,
大家說,
we can impact people like that. When our Thanksgiving is not just some happiness practice. When our Thanksgiving is based upon how people, how God has touched us in a real way after we have taken the step of faith. Let me tell you, there's lingering impacts. During this Thanksgiving season, and as we go into the Christmas season, experience your life this way. Let it be real. Take those steps of faith. Trust that God can do something great in your life. Look for it. Look for how God's presence and power can be so important in your life. I'm going to ask you to pray with me. Thank you, God. Thank you so much for all that you do in our lives. Father, during this Thanksgiving, I pray that you will help us here, every single person sitting here, to experience the real gratitude that comes from knowing you. Father, we thank you for all that you do. More than we can imagine. Father, would you help us to do our parts? Grow our faith so that we can step out and trust you. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.